Okay, we're middle of Perek Yudalit, page 62, on the top is page Chof, at the new paragraph. The beginning of Perek Yudalit we learned last week, that Alter Rebbe writes, every Jew could be a Beinoni, every Jew has to be a Beinoni. Why? Because a Beinoni doesn't mean you despise evil, a Beinoni means you don't sin. And like we discussed last week, the fact that Hashem gave us the mitzvahs to do shows that we're able to do it, otherwise Hashem wouldn't be giving it to us. And therefore he says, a person thinks to himself, only a person, even the lowest of the low, the Kal Shebekalim, when it comes to give up their life, are ready to give up their life, and they don't sin, why should I be a fool more than him? And therefore, any sin is Avedah Zarah, therefore the Beinoni says, I don't want to sin. So he says, now we can understand, the B'zeh Yuvan, now we can understand, okay, for Lashon HaShvua, the redundancy of the Shvua. It says, Tehi Tzadik V'Alti Rosh. In the first page of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe quoted the Gemara that says, that before Neshama comes into the world, Mashbi and Eisei, to give it a Shvua, Tehi Tzadik V'Alti Rosh. It should be a Tzadik and not a Rosh. So the question is, if you're a Tzadik, you're automatically not a Rosh. If you're not a Rosh, seemingly, you're automatically a Tzadik. Why is there redundancy? Why is there repetition in the Shvua that says, be a Tzadik and don't be a Rosh? So the Alter Rebbe explains, now we can understand. The Lucheira Tumu, it's a wonder. If we already given the Shvua, be a Tzadik, if he's already swearing that he'll be a Tzadik, so obviously he's not going to be a Rosh. So why do you make him swear again, a second part of the Shvua, that he won't be a Rosh? So he says like this, because not every person could be a Tzadik. Therefore, a person doesn't have the free choice so much to enjoy godliness to such an extent that he should despise evil. Like we learned, a tzaddik loves godliness so much and he despises evil. He said, not every person could do that. So what we tell him like this, the real shvua is, tihi tzaddik, try. Be a tzaddik. But not every person could be a tzaddik. So we tell him, at least, va'alti rosha be a beinoni. You should try, taka, to despise evil, but don't. If not, at least be a rush. Don't be a rush. L'chei mashbiyim sheinis. Alti rosh al kaponim. Therefore, we make him swear a second time. Don't be a rush. Shebezeh, in not being a rush. Mishpat ha-bechira v'arashus nasunah l'chol adam. This already, every person has given the ability. Lim shel beruach taivasei b'libei. To control the evil spirit of his heart, v'lich b'shitzer to conquer the yetzahara, shlo yerosha afilu sho'achas kol yomav, that he shouldn't be a rosha 1 second in his lifetime. So in other words, it sounds like this. Now, the Rebbe is saying a remarkable thing. Even though you can't be a rosha, not everybody could be a tzaddik, and like he explained, that's why Eve said, b'rosha tzaddikim, you created tzaddikim, because the ability to be a tzaddik you have to be born with. Okay? It says like this, you have to try to be a tzaddik. And even though you can't, you have to try anyway. But if you can't, at least al tehi rasha, don't be a rasha, because that everybody could be. Every person could be a beinoni.
How can we be expected to be a tzaddik?
To try.
The ability, if I want. But you said only you have to be born with it, right?
Yeah. Number one, we didn't finish the parak yet. Now, the Rebbe is going to say, if you try hard enough, Hashem will give you another tzaddik's neshama into you in a pregnancy state. We'll see at the end of the parak. But if you remember, there was a while ago we discussed, there's a very yishmaka maimer from the Rebbe, it's a short maimer, it's a very interesting maimer. The difference between the Meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu sent and the Meraglim Yeshua sent. The Meraglim Moshe Rabbeinu sent, Hashem says like, Shlach lecha l'daitcha, send, if you want, send. I am not commanding you. Okay, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I'm not telling you to do it. You want to do it, do it. Yeah. By Yeshua, there was a commandment to send the spies to Yericho. There was a commandment to send the spies. So there's a number of issues over here. Can you imagine, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I don't want you to do it. I'm not commanding you to do it. I'm not commanding you. You want to do it, do it. How in the world does Moshe Rabbeinu get the chutzpah to do it? Talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. If Hashem says, no, I'm not commanding you to do it, so why are you doing it? You're doomed to failure. If Hashem says, I'm not commanding you to do it, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu doing it? And why by Yeshua did he command them to do it? And the attack is successful. So it's an amazing concept. The Rebbe explains, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the spies to conquer the land of Canaan. Yeah, or to check out the land of Canaan. Canaan represents, the seven nations of Canaan represent the seven Midas. Conquering the seven Midas and transforming it to Kedusha is a level of a tzaddik. That's the concept of a tzaddik. He conquers the Nefesh HaBamis, and if he's a tzaddik gomer, he transforms the Midas of the Nefesh HaBamis to Kedusha. Like the Yidden transformed Canaan to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, to command you to conquer the Midas and become a tzaddik. Hashem says, I can't command you to do it, because if I command you to do it, means you could do it. And not every person could be a tzaddik. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Because the shvua is tihi tzaddik, you have to try. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, I know you're not commanding. I know because it's not necessarily possible to do, but you got to try anyway. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, even though Hashem is not commanding me to do it, I'm going to tell the Eden to do it. You know what happened? They didn't do it because they couldn't do it. Yeshua sent the spies to Yericho. It says in Chassidus in Kabbalah, Yericho comes in the word reyach, smell. Whatever it says in reyach is the concept of the garments, which is machshava dibra maisa. So it says over there, in thought, speech, and action, like we're learning here, that's the concept of a beinoni. Every Jew can control thought, speech, and action, which is the level of Yericho. Therefore, Yeshua commands the Meraglim to go to Yericho, because that's the possibility and the responsibility of every Jew to conquer Machshava Dibra Maisa, which is a beinoni. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about conquering the land of Canaan to be a tzaddik. Hashem says, and that's why Hashem says, I can't command you, because I can only command you things that you could do. I can't command you things you can't do. So therefore Hashem says, I'm not commanding you. Shlach lecho l'daitcha. You want, Hashem didn't tell him not send. You know, nowhere in Chumash does Hashem say, you're not allowed to send. Hashem says, listen, I am not commanding you to send. You want to send, send. Meaning, I cannot make you a tzaddik, but you should try to be a tzaddik. So Moshe Rabbeinu tried. And that's the difference between what he's saying over here. You have to try to be tzaddik, you have to try to despise evil, love Hashem to such an extent that you despise evil, that you transform evil to good. But if you can't, Hashem says, at least, al tehi rasha, don't be a rasha, because that you have the ability to do, be a beinoni. And he says, "Beimachin Sur Merav, whether it's being a beinoni in Sur Merav, it was a seitev. Vein tev el teira, tev is only teira, which is Talmud Teresh and Kenegel Kulam." So he says like this: you can't be necessarily a tzaddik, but the Alter Rebbe says sometimes you have to try to be a tzaddik. He says what? Achafel pikein tzarach legvei itim. A person has to establish times, Loshes Eitz Benafshi, to figure out advice, counsel within yourself, the Yismei is Berat, to despise evil. Kedain, Atzaz Chachamein Azal, Isha Chamas Mleyetzei, I know women hate this Gemara, but the Gemara says, it's referring to a guy that wants to commit adultery. So it says in the Gemara, how do you stop the lust and the desire to commit adultery? You should think that she's a woman full of manure. In other words, the Gemara gives you an eitzah how to overcome the desires of sinning the way a person shouldn't, or chahai gavner, something else like that, or chen kol mini matam madam. A person should look when they want to have the temptations of delicacies or whatever. He should think nas in kach kamas molly. They become full of worms and bugs in the ground. The same thing with all the pleasures of this world. It says in Gemara, Chochem Reyan Neilat. Chochem sees the future, and he understands shesay from lirkev that he's going to rot in the ground. The liyasrim of ashpe is going to be wormy and full of garbage. So he says sometimes a person can come up with brainstorms how to despise temptations, even though you can't obligate the person to despise it. You can command them don't eat it. You can command them don't sin. But you can't command him to despise it. Nevertheless, Hashem says, sometimes, tihi tzaddik. You have to do things sometimes that will cause you to despise evil. What?
We're not talking only about heresy. We're talking about the higher sources of Rebbe, right?
Correct.
Anything that's not necessary.
Because Alter Rebbe said before, if you tithes for the wrong purpose, then you're going into evil.
Isn't that just a temporary solution?
Yeah, but if you keep up the temporary, it becomes permanent.
Yeah, but isn't that... The person learns to hate
The evil, yeah.
Yeah, but why is that necessary? Why not just...
Because that's what Hashem wants. We should despise evil. The hapach and the opposite, l'sanik v'l'smeach b'Hashem, to rejoice and enjoy godliness, aydei is beininus b'gedulah Saint Tzal Baruch, by meditating into the greatness of Hashem, k'fi yecholti according to his ability. He says, afshi yedei ben afshi, even though the person knows truthfully, shel yagil madregezu be'emes lamitei, you're not going to really reach this level, because emes means constantly despising evil and loving Hashem to the highest level. Even though you know it's not going to happen, it's only going to be demyenus, false illusions, meaning temporary stuff. Nevertheless, he says, afo pikein hu yase shilai, you got to do your part. In other words, fake it until you make it. Even though l'cha'era, it's faking it because it's not real. It's going to be a temporary thing. You got to do as much as you could do. In other words, even though you know you won't, so to speak, win the race, you got to do what you got to do the best of your ability. Even though it's not going to be real, you're not going to win. You're not going to win the war against the Yetzer Hara, and you're not going to transform it to Kedusha. Nevertheless, you're going to do yours. That's what the Yitzhadik means. Try. And by the way, as we learned before, mashbiya naisei means masbiya. We actually give him the ability that he should sometimes be a tzaddik. You won't necessarily be 100% successful. It's very interesting. In the Rebbe Rashab Siches, he despises a chitzen. Huh? He despises a chitzen. The opposite of a pnimi. Now you know. A chitzen is one that does things in practical language for show. He doesn't mean it. Pnimi is when you do it for yourself. It has, you really do it because it's you. Chitzen is when you do it for the show. And the Rebbe Rashab in Teres Shalom, the sikha, he despises the falsehood, the falseness of a chitzen. Yet, we heard from Mashpim that chassidim in a certain respect respected a chitzen a little bit. Why? The fact that he's faking it shows that it's precious enough to him that at least he wants to fake it. If it wouldn't be precious at all, why would he want to fake something that's worthless to me? Right? The fact that you're faking it, granted it's awful and despicable and disgusting and it's fake and sheker and everything, but nevertheless, the fact that you're faking it shows that it's precious enough that at least you desire to fake it.
Isn't it also that every time you do something, fake it means that you do it for the wrong reason, but doesn't it still have impact? You don't become a tzaddik, but each time you do something,
you tarech shalei
lishma bolishma. And it affects actually your ability the
yeah.
next time.
Yeah. But while you're a chitzen,
chitzen means you're doing it, but not for the right reason.
Chitzen, you do it for chitzenius, for show.
You're doing the action.
For outside. The true test of a flumayid is if he lives on a secluded island, which is covered, that no helicopter can fly over and see what you're doing. You know what I mean? And you're still religious.
Can chitzen not be that you're doing it even privately, but you're not doing it correctly? You're missing the chitzenius.
No, chitzenius means you're doing it for the show. Well, like, They tell people used to learn late at night. The curtains were completely drawn, but they made a little hole in it. That somebody should be able to look in through the hole and see that they're learning late at night. And not only that, but they're doing it secretly because the shades are drawn. But they made the hole to make sure somebody should be able to see what they're doing.
It's not somebody that happens private, but it doesn't do it right. Only does
it. No. Chitzin means outside. You do it for chitzin. Pnimius means you do it for yourself. So he says, concerning this level, he says, you have to do what you could. God will do what he has to do. You got to do what you have to do, and Hashem will do what he has to do. Like we said many times, we gave this analogy, a soldier was given commands by the general. The general told the soldier to do something. The soldier did not listen to the general, and because he didn't listen, they won the war. If he would have listened, they would have lost the war. Because the soldier didn't listen to the general, they won the war. So now the shalom, what do you do to the soldier? The answer is you court-martial the soldier. Because the job of a soldier is not to win the war. The job of a soldier is to listen to commands. And therefore, he didn't do his job. The general's job is to win wars. The soldier's job is not to win wars. The soldier's job is to do what the general tells him to do. So he court-martialed it because he didn't do what he had to do. A person has to do what they have to do. What Hashem tells him to do is you have to do. Ah, you're not going to be successful. You're not going to win the battle. Hashem says, that's not your business. Your business is not to become a tzaddik. Your business is to do what I'm telling you to do. I said, tihi tzaddik. Try to be a tzaddik. Try to despise evil. You got to do it. You won't make it. That's not your business. And then he says like this. The aid. And another thing is like this. Shehergel akol davar. When you accustom yourself to do something, shilton, it controls you. V'nasa tevasheni becomes a second nature. Like he said, if you fake it long enough, you make it. Meaning, when a person trains himself to despise evil, even though it's not real, it's not permanent, it's not real, nevertheless, a little bit truthfully, it will become despicable. And therefore, when a person will accustom himself to be joyous about Hashem, Aide is Baininus, Gedulas Hashem, by meditating into the greatness of Hashem, that he said before, creates the love of Hashem and the despising of evil. By awakening, meaning the Aved of the Jew down here, Isarusa del Eila becomes an awakening from above. Meaning, if you do it long enough, it will become a second nature. And your Aved of trying to make it real will cause Hashem to reveal to you a neshama of a tzaddik into you. And he says, perhaps Yada Olav Ruach Mimarim, Hashem will give him a spirit from above. The Yizke Lebchinas Ruach, and he'll get the spirit Mishedesh Ezet Tzadik from a different Tzadik. Shetesabed Bei that will become pregnant within him. Lavid Hashem B'Simchamit. And Dalt Rebbe is explaining. The Rebbe explains what does mean that Dalt Rebbe say over here in a pregnancy state. The fetus is not you; it's something extra. In other words, it's not that you're becoming a tzaddik, because you can't become a tzaddik. But this tzaddik fetus, so to speak, of a real tzaddik will come into you to help you come to the real level of despising evil. Even though you yourself are not able to reach that level because you weren't born with the ability to be a tzaddik, Hashem will give you the neshama of a different tzaddik in addition to yours to do it. Like it says, Simcha Tzadikim Hashem, the Tiskayim Bay, and then if that happens, it will become fulfilled. The Emes Hashmua Shemashpiyat Yitzad, then it'll take to be a tzaddik. Because it will affect his actions, that he will also despise evil and love Elokus. So the Rebbe over here explained the Shmua of Tihi Tzadik Al Tiroshe. You have to try to be a tzaddik, even though it may not be real, but at least be a Beinani, Val Tiroshe. Okay. Now, Perek Tezvav is another fundamental concept in Chassidus. And now we can understand what the pasuk says. Veshavtem ra'is, and you should return and see the difference between tzaddik and rasha, between a tzaddik and a rasha, between eved alikim la'shelo yavodei, between one who serves God and one who doesn't. Simply, this is a pasuk. The Gemara explains that it can't mean simply what it means, because then the pasuk is repeating itself. Tzaddik and rasha, you would think it's eved alikim is a tzaddik, one who serves God. Not serving God is a rasha, right? But then the pasuk is redundant. It says, look at the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, between one who serves God and one who doesn't. If one who serves Hashem is a tzaddik and one who doesn't is a rasha, so why is the pasuk repeating the same thing? So he says, so the Gemara explains, no. There's four levels over here. There's a tzaddik, there's a rasha, there's an eved alikim, and lo yavodei. And as Alter Rebbe is going to explain, tzaddik and rasha is clear. There's two levels of a beinoni. Eved alikim and lo yavodei. There's a beinoni who serves God, and there's a beinoni who doesn't serve God. That means you could be a perfect Jew, not sin in any way whatsoever in thought, speech, and action. And the pasuk says, by the way, you should know, you're called not serving God. And that's what Alter Rebbe is going to explain now. He says like this, what's the difference between Eved Elikim and a tzaddik? Simply, it's the same thing. One who serves God is a tzaddik. He says, why isn't Eved Elikim a tzaddik? He says, very simple. Sha'eved, the word Eved is present tense. Loshin Haiva, Shuba'emso Ha'avayda Shi'imachome Me'yetz. He's in the middle of the work, meaning in the battle, middle of the battle with the Yetzirah. There's Gabbard Olav to conquer it, or the Garshim Yirktana to drive it out of the city. Shlo Yislabish Be'evori Aguf, that it shouldn't permeate the body to get you to sin. Shuba'emes Avayda V'omogodl, which is really, he says, a really difficult task to do. Lilochem Be'tom to constantly fight with him, but that's a Beinim. So I'll tell you something like this. Eved Alekim means you're in the middle of the job. You are serving God. Serving Hashem means you're in the middle of the work. In the middle of the service, meaning you're fighting the Yetzirah. What are you, a Beinoni? A tzaddik is not called Eved Elikim. A tzaddik is called Eved Hashem. Past tense, he already did it. He's got done. So when it says in the pasuk, Eved Elikim, in the middle of the Aveda, if you're in the middle of the battle with the Yetzirah, you can't be a tzaddik. Because by definition, a tzaddik doesn't have a Yetzirah. Then you could... Huh? It means a beinoni, but Alter Rebbe is going to explain. There's a beinoni that's called Eved Elikim, and there's a beinoni that's called Lo Yavodei, not serving him at all. And yet he's a beinoni. So he says like this: Avol Atzadik Nikre Eved Hashem b'shem Atayr in an adjective, like the name Chacham Melech. When you say somebody is a Chacham, it doesn't mean he's in the process of becoming a Chacham. A Chacham means he's already a Chacham. Or Melech. Melech doesn't mean he's in the process of becoming a king. Melech is, he's already a king. Eved means he's already a servant. He's not serving, he's already finished. Shekvanasa Chochmei Melech. He says, Kach ze, kvad of the tzaddik, kvad ovad v'gomer legamri avedesam Chochmei Melech. He already finished Aveda, fighting the evil and getting rid of it. He drove it out and it left. And his heart is hollow within him. I mean, that's a tzaddik. A tzaddik is Eved Hashem. But he says, but in Beinin there's two levels. Eved Elikim, v'ashelo yavodei. He's called not serving God. If he's not serving Hashem, why isn't he a Rasha? He says, Afo became ain't a Rosh, he's not a Rosh. Why? He never sinned. Shem Aveda Kala, he didn't even sin any slight Aveda in thought, speech, or action. Vagam Kiyam Kala Mitzvahs, and he kept all the Mitzvahs. Sha'ef Shalai Lakayimim, and he kept every positive Mitzvah. Vitamateda Kenega Kulam, especially learning Tera. Vale Pasik Pumim Megis, his mouth never stopped learning Tera. The guy is 24/7. A proper Beinoni. Why is he called not serving God? Chayr is a holy guy. He says, Ella Sheina Esa Shum Melchama Mayetzer. The reason why he's called not serving Hashem, because there's no fight. It's all a natural Beinoni. Inborn Beinoni, he's, like he says, it's a guy that's a cold-blooded person. He has no typhus of women. He has no typhus of food. He has no typhus of anything else. And he's a bookworm. So he enjoys learning. He doesn't enjoy the world. He would call him today a nerd. And he's a Beinoni because he doesn't sin. In practical language, the guy doesn't sin at all. Not in thought, not in speech. Not, he does everything perfect. Why isn't he called serving Hashem? Because he's not fighting. If you're not breaking your nature, you're called not serving Hashem. If you have a natural talent of being a Beinoni, it's called Le'avodei. Because Eved Elikim is when you fight. It's a remarkable concept. Yes. Huh? Because a guy who fights for 5 minutes is on a higher level in that respect than the guy has no battles whatsoever.
Who has no battles?
This guy in 5 minutes is fighting. In these 5 minutes, he's called Eved Elikim. Maybe not later, but right now, he's called Eved Elikim. The guy that's a natural Beinoni, natural born, grown Beinoni, he's called not serving Hashem.
How does that rank with Russia? Better than Russia? Is it really he didn't see it? Or is it Russia the type that maybe is better,
no? Russia the type of Bukhal is a very holy Jew.
How does somebody who's born with a nature that doesn't have any time, it's not a struggle and is interested in learning?
He's a Beinoni. What level is he? Does he sin? No, he's a Beinoni.
And that's okay. So what's his purpose? He doesn't have a struggle.
He has to struggle. And what's the struggle of a tzaddik?
You explained once.
Being good and better.
Right.
So Beinoni has to fight himself to become better.
When it says Niyama, the people could become from a Russia to Beinoni is a very kind of a racist in the past.
There's a maimer from the Rebbe in the Mugadik Maimon, in the 6 volumes over there. The Rebbe asks a question. It says in Tanya, the Beinoni never sinned, never will sin. Yeah? So that means, how could a 20-year-old all of a sudden become a Beinoni if he sinned in the past? So the Rebbe explains the concept of tshuva undoes the past. If he undoes the past, at the present, he's on, that means right now, as he's 20, yeah, they usually don't come Beinoni as a 20. Usually when they're 119 and the day away from the 120th birthday, maybe they become a Beinoni. But this person, now, at this present level, he's at a level today that he never sinned. Right, and therefore, today, he's on a level that he never sinned. And as right now, a person could be on a level, I never lied. I lied yesterday, today, before a million times. His present level is a level that he's so against lying, and he's now he's on the level of never lying because of tshuva can undo the past. Okay.